The time is 6:09 the PM. You were listening to KOOP 91.7 FM. Hornsby, Austin. It's the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta. Sorry.
And my name is Mac Blake. And my name is Mac Blake. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667. 472-KOOP. Level's a little hot.
Yeah, I know. Never let me work the board.
Still hot. So there. Okay, that is good. Hot cross buns.
Am I even moving the right thing? There we go.
Hot cross buns. Actually, as you're moving it down, now I feel like I'm too quiet. As you're moving it down, I was speaking louder and louder to throw you off.
Well, you were a gentleman and a scholar. Now we're just all messed up.
Yep.
There we go. What did we just hear, Mac?
We just heard the John Spencer Blues Explosion, a remix of Flavor. That was Flavor Part 1 off of the Experimental Remixes album. And I believe that was remixed by, what's his name?
Fatboy Slim?
No. Mike D and Mario Caldado Jr. of the Beastie Boys.
I know the first one. I don't know the second one.
And, well, he's their producer.
Oh, well.
And then possibly Beck. I know Beck did the Flavor Part 2
right
on that remix album, that remix EP, I should say, but I don't know if he worked on Part 1. Yeah, JSBX. What are we here to start out the show?
We heard the Slider from T-Rex. Off the Slider? I don't remember. Good song. I was in the mood to play it, and I played it, because that's what we do at the Mascot Wedding Show.
I always had a special spot in my heart for that for Flavor, because he's giving shouts out to cities. He's like, we're number one in Dallas, Houston, Austin. And then like San Antonio? Is he going to say San Antonio, where I was born? San Antonio? He's like, San Francisco. I was like, ah.
Yeah, for like 2 minutes in that song, it's like San, and it's like Antonio. Here it comes, like Luis Obispo. It's like, really? What are you doing to me? Cyclamani. Like, oh, I want the Flavor. John Spencer.
Bring the Flavor to my hometown.
Judah Bauer, Russ Simmons. Speaking of, they haven't been here in like 7 years. Why have they not toured lately?
Yeah, I remember they're like, we're on the road 24/7. Like, on the road doesn't mean you have a 20 days in a Park Slope.
Yeah, that doesn't mean like doing donuts in the parking lot in Long Island. Get back on the road, Blues Explosion.
Need two or more. Blues Explosion, I'm never completely happy with them, but yeah. Man, their live show.
Oh. Knocks it out of the effing park.
Mm. Their live show was so good, I had to get an abortion afterwards. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Boom, ladies and gentlemen, this is another Saturday edition of the Mascot Wedding Show, part of Co-op's Over the Sweater Saturday. David Hotta is back in studio.
Yes, I'm back.
Special thanks to Jimena Estrada for filling in last week.
Holding it down.
She was holding it down. Man, guess what this Thursday is, David?
What's that?
Christmas.
Oh, my God.
And we like to bash Christmas on the show. I believe David's even joined the war against Christmas.
Yeah. I'm on the front lines every day.
But I have to say that I legitimately... Can I be straight honest with you, David?
Fine.
I legitimately enjoy Christmas.
That's fine.
Because you know what? Christmas really is... It's what you make it.
Just give me enough time to find a replacement host.
All right, fine. I'll be too busy celebrating Christmas.
Take me with you. Ah, Christmas is stupid.
You can come, David. Do you want to come?
No.
Because you know what?
No. What am I, your boyfriend?
You know what there's going to be?
What?
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls are stupid. I love cinnamon rolls more than life itself.
Because you know what? You're like, oh, I hate Christmas, all the stupid shopping. Don't do it then. You know what? If it's not worth it, it's not worth it.
That's true.
Christmas is what you make it, folks. You know what? It's kind of, everything is kind of what you make it. But let's keep that focus tight. Christmas. It's coming up.
Keep it all in perspective.
Yeah, and if you're turning into co-op, Liz, hoping to hear some Christmas music, may I say thank you, first-time listener to the station.
You don't know us very well, do you?
Not this show, at least.
As I chew a cough drop into the mic. Sorry about that.
Yeah, not really a novelty show.
Yeah, we're not going to play I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. You know what? Further evidence that I am fighting the good fight in the war against Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So I went to that Christmas station. The one that I rallied against the other day.
The one that started playing Christmas music like a week before Thanksgiving?
Like 2 weeks before. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mid-November they started playing it. Have you listened to some of the, like really listened to some Christmas songs? Smut. It is total smut. Like,
give me an example.
Winter Wonderland. Like, you know, Beautiful Side, Happy Tonight. There's the, you know, You'll Pretend That You're, you know, Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" You'll say, "No, ma'am." But you can do the job while you're in town. Like, what does that mean? Like, I'm not married, but this will do for the holidays.
It was kind of unspoken because it was a politer time, David.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, when husbands were at war, their wives were expected to keep up with, like, to call hometown Harrys, if you will, who would come and play husband for a little bit.
That sounds stupid. Or what about
their usual 4-H people that couldn't go because of flat feet or something like that?
Uh-huh. What about, like, is it 4-H or 4-F?
4-H,
they were too busy raising corn.
David, there's no need to be vulgar. That is disgusting.
No, and then there's also, was it Santa Baby? It was like, Santa Baby. It's basically like a burlesque song. Like, coming down the chimney. As she takes off, like, her long gloves, finger by finger. Screw Christmas.
Jeez.
I'm sick of it already.
David, anti-Christmas. Mac, pro-Christmas.
Very anti-Christmas.
When you're making
so how are you, Mac?
When you're making your scorecard at home, remember to file that under that.
That's right.
I am good, David.
Excellent.
But something happened the other day that put me in kind of a weird mood.
Do tell.
I was trying to reach a friend because I was supposed to go out drinking with this guy that I haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
And one of the people that was going to come wanted to cancel, and I wanted to call and see if he still wanted to go.
Go on.
And so I haven't spoken to him in a while, and so I called his, and I was like, you know what? I think he switched phones or something like that. So I called the number I had. Sure enough, rang, and then it was like, you've reached the voicemail of silence. Is not in right now. Like, please leave a message. And so.
So, where
like,
someone was supposed to leave their name, nobody left.
Yeah, it was okay. Completely silence. And so I was like, oh, I think this might be his number. So I went ahead and left a message. And anyway, a couple or 30 minutes later, I get a call from another number on my phone.
All right.
And stupidly, I pick up. And the guy is like, I was like, hello? He's like, yeah, who is this? I was like, this is Mac Blake. Who's this? And he's like, who? And I was like, all right. Who are you calling me, buddy? He's like, my name's Edgar or something like that. I don't remember his name. And he's like, why are you calling me? And I was like, you called me, buddy. He's like, you called my cell phone a while ago. I was like, oh, okay. You know what? It's probably that. I was looking for this guy's number and I guess I had the wrong one. And he's like, who are you trying to dial? Who are you trying to reach? I was like, my friend Ryan. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's not it. What was the number? And I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter what the number is. I know it's the wrong number. I'm not going to call it. He's like, I was just wondering, well, what do you do? And I was like, you know what? Goodbye.
That's a little intimate.
I can't believe I even stayed on the phone this long. Now, this happens to me all the time.
Really?
Every time I call a wrong number, I get that call back.
You're kidding. Like, that's against etiquette. That's against phone etiquette.
And first of all, like, after I explained that it was the wrong number, how come he didn't accept that? I mean, have you ever gotten a, like, bring, hello? Hey, is Chip there? No, this is David.
Yeah. What do you do at that point? I don't even say my name. It's just, no, you got the wrong number.
Okay.
It's like, oh, my mistake.
Yeah, and this guy decided instead of doing that to give me like the third degree or call back. He's like, I don't know this guy. Let me call him back to see why he's calling me, even though he called me Ryan on the voicemail.
Yeah, see, I don't mind the callback if it's polite enough to just go, hey, you left a message on my voicemail. Just want to let you know you got the wrong number. So good luck. Keep trying. Leave me alone.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I called that phone once.
Yeah.
Okay. Why the callback? And then the here's how this works, you know? Like, I call you, bring, or here you call me, you'd be wrong number.
All right, bring.
Hello, this is Mac.
Hey, is Guido there?
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Click.
But that's how that works.
Yeah. But this guy didn't know that.
He didn't know that. How did he get this far in life without knowing how misdials work?
Etiquette.
Yeah. Which brings us to tonight's topic here on the Mascot Wedding Show. How do you not know how this works?
Yeah.
It's kind of a long topic, but it's
unwieldy.
A good one. Yep.
Do you not know how this works?
There it is. Sorry.
There it is. That's fine.
Do you not know how this works?
How do you not know how this works? Hey.
472-5667. They got an extra six.
Do you not know how this works, Mac?
472-5667. 472-KOOP. If you want to call in and be a part of Do You Not Know How This Works? Wait, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your topic. It could be whatever you want.
Do you not know how this works?
We yell at each other for an hour.
And no, I know how this
people
works.
People turn off the radio halfway through.
I was just saying the topic again, 472-5667.
Okay. You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I caught myself not knowing how this works today.
Yeah, what was the circumstance?
You mentioned that...
if I didn't ask you, you would never tell me. Is that
no,
right?
I would take it to my grave.
All right.
he never bothered to ask.
The only way two people could tell an anecdote is if one is dead. Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin ever said that.
Yeah,
it was Carl Weathers, and you know it.
I clearly don't. Yeah.
So today, you mentioned earlier, hey, Christmas is around the corner. Get your shopping done. Or you should have had your shopping done. Funny thing is, I legitimately, it didn't cross my mind today. Like, I had to run errands. I had to go do some stuff. And I get out on the road, and I get to the mall. And I legitimately forgot it was Christmas. So the parking lot caught me by surprise. Go ahead. Get that.
KOP, you're on the air.
Is the treasurer there?
Is the who?
Is the treasurer there?
Oh, I'm sorry. You have the wrong number.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That person clearly know how that worked.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Very well done, sir.
Excellent day. So you...
Oh, we should have given him the third degree.
Oh, we should have.
Flipped the script.
Dang it.
Yeah, so went to the mall today.
Uh-huh.
Parking lot, chaotic. Human zombies running around.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's right. But I didn't have to do Christmas shopping. I had to run in, get a thing that I knew I was going to get, and get out. So I run into one of the stores, which is very popular. And
you don't want to say which store?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Okay.
A very popular store, very crowded store. Line around the little kiosks, around their little folded sweaters and pajama pants.
Uh-huh.
And I grab the item that I need, get in line, and I start to get impatient. Like, I'm like, come on, guys, I got one thing. And it's not even a Christmas thing. As if people will step aside, as if the Red Sea will part and be like, hey, guys, he doesn't have a Christmas thing. He's just buying something, for himself. Like, in my head, I'm thinking there needs to be a separate line. There needs to be a segregation between, people doing Christmas shopping, people who are caught out late and dumb about it, and people who just need to get stuff. But I clearly didn't know how this works, because I knew it's 5 days away from Christmas. How dumb am I to not know that people are going to be choking the corridors of the malls?
What country were you raised in? Do you think those lines that you suggested would work?
You know what? They might have worked in this country about 45 years ago.
We've all had the dream about priority lanes.
Yes.
I believe is what you mean. Like, for instance, if I'm late for a movie, there should be a fourth lane for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Until, you know what? I agree with you totally. Until I actually saw them in action. Post 9/11, you know, when they were really, really cracking down on security checks.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through LAX. And they have priority. They have priority security check.
Like,
first class passengers get their own separate lane, zipping and zooming.
That's not priority. They're just rich.
Yeah, exactly. They're just rich.
People like to blow money on a seat that's two rows ahead of mine and a little wider.
Yeah. And, you get macadamia nuts also instead of just salted peanuts? Good for you.
Bunch of snobs.
Yeah, but they got to their plane faster. And I really wanted that.
Bunch of jerks.
But yeah, so 5 days before Christmas, I think people should bend to my will. Do I not know how this works? So I'll call myself out on the carpet on that one.
I went to go see that's a good example, David.
Thank you.
I went to go see a movie this week. Yes, during the day. Why? And
tell me more about your life, Mac.
Okay. All right. So
how many Lego sets do you own?
Currently one. And do just minifig? Okay, maybe two. What was I going to say?
Going to the movie during the day.
I went to see a movie that I had no interest in seeing
mm-hmm.
prior to reading this blog post on a MySpace page by Patton Oswalt. It was Punisher Warzone was the name of the movie. And you read this too, right?
I did read it.
And basically he read it. He's like, I can't believe this movie is in theaters nationwide because of how extreme it is. And so I went from having this movie looks bad to this movie looks crazy bad. I want to go see it, which...
Yeah.
I didn't think I had that in me. That's sort of like, hey, crazy bad, I'll go see it. But
I read words on a blog. That's all it took.
But twice this year, I've seen a movie because of that.
What was the other one?
The Happening.
Yeah, but The Happening was awesome.
We'll probably talk about our year-end favorites.
That's right.
At some point. And you know what? That has strong consideration. I'm not even joking. And so I went to go get my ticket for Punisher Warzone at like 2:45. And so I walk up to the movie kiosk to buy the ticket kiosk to buy a ticket. And the guy behind the ticket window just kind of staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I stare at him, and he stares at me, and I stare at him, and I was like, he kind of raises his eyebrows, and I was like, yeah, I'd like to see a movie. How does this guy not know how this works? You say hello to me.
No.
I think he was going to wait me out.
You should have waited him out.
I don't work for him. He works for me.
But he doesn't know how to work for you if you don't tell him what movie you want to see.
It's not. That's his job. That's his boss's responsibility. That's part of the training. Someone comes up and you don't ignore them until they talk.
All right.
What if there was a huge line? He would have wasted like a minute there with
me just
being like.
Because he's a toolbox. That's on him.
No. He's a toolbox because he does not know how this works. Do you not know how this works?
All right.
You say hello to me. No, I'm constantly like. We talk about how sometimes we like to. I feel myself getting into situations where I seek out fights with people.
Yeah.
And the number one of those is number one situation. The mode of value set is at the service industry people. Mm-hmm. And because I used to work in the service industry.
Right.
I have some experience. And I was employee of the month, if you will. Not, they didn't really have that, but I really put some thought into it and some effort.
Was it because of a girl?
I know.
That's what movies taught me.
And people who give me bad service, I'm sort of like waiting for it.
Right.
Like I was at, I'll go ahead and say it, I was at Zen the other day.
The
Asian eatery.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just sitting there staring at the person taking my order. I was like waiting for them to say something. You know, it's not. I don't feel like I'm Johnny expects too much. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're picky sometimes.
I think you're picky. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was gonna say definitely the 10 limit, aisle at the ATV or whatever store, and the person's got 20, and everybody obviously sees it, and she's pushing through, and that seems to be kind of like an obvious one to me, but.
Excellent example. Caller, what's your name?
Paul.
Paul, let me ask you this.
I live in Elgin, and I'm really grateful to get your station out here and KVRX. Well, co-op, definitely.
Yeah, not so much KVRX.
Movie etiquette, the guy in the booth is supposed to acknowledge you and say hi, and are you there? Yeah, he's supposed to be somewhat customer service, you know?
Paul, you're my favorite person in the world. Let me ask
cool,
you this.
Man. No.
What do you want to have? And this is just sort of going beyond the topic.
Yes.
What do you want to happen in that situation? Like, let's say the person in the 10 item or less line has 20 items. Would you want the cashier to be like, you know what? That's 20 items. Get out.
Well, I would, especially when the store was as busy as it was, because there was a little old lady in front of me and then this woman. And when we brought her attention to it, it was like, you people really aren't here. And yeah, but I was real sarcastically very nice and said, oh, ma'am, you also have a Clorox, whatever it is, gum under your purse. You don't want that 20th item to not be seen or checked out. So, you know, but yeah.
Paul, I would have loved if she was sarcastic right back to you.
About it. So yeah, I would like the lady to just say, yes, ma'am, you can move on.
You're an American hero, Paul. I have to be honest with you. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, you guys, we do love your show, so keep it up.
Oh,
oh gosh. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Have a good holiday, son.
Have a good Christmas. Yeah, my wife says.
Oh, tell your wife I said hello.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye. Yep. You know what? I would love that.
Yeah.
I would.
Vigilante justice on the part of the cashier?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be so amazing.
I think...
Has that ever happened to you? Of course it has.
Oh, of course it has. She would have to take a break because the rest of the store would lift her out on their shoulders because that would just be awesome.
And you know, I mean, the most I can muster in that situation is like Paul's. Like, you know, that sort of... I don't want to insult Paul, but it's sort of like a little passive-aggressive kind of thing because it's just... And I think he chose the... If he was going to say anything, I mean, it's just not worth making a huge stink over. But it's worth someone in charge, the cashier, someone who's got their fist on the button, if you will, to be like, you know what? This is too many items elsewhere.
At the least, it's worth acknowledgement. At the most, cashier vigilante justice.
Yeah. You'd be the Paul Kersey of cashiers. Oh, so you want to take a break?
Let's
take a break. If you have any more, do you not know how this works? We'll be doing those maybe later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But first... This band had a New York City cheeseburger with Duba D's. More Mascot Weddings right after this. And we're back with the Mascot Wedding Show. Well, my name is Mac Blake. We just heard the band Cheeseburger with Derby Days off of the self-titled debut album, I believe. Looks like we got a phone call here on the Mascot Wedding Show. KOP, you're on the air.
Deck them halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la. La la la.
I was singing a kind of a Christmas carol here.
Is them season to be jolly. La 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 la. La la la. Hey there. Hey there, Mac.
Hey, caller. How's it going? Thank you for the little Christmas song. Who is this?
Oh, you know who this is.
No, I don't. Who is this?
Oh, come on. I guess you don't listen to Thunder 102 like I told you to.
Like you told me to. So are you one of the DJs at Thunder 102?
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday, Thursday, and every third Friday.
Yeah.
5 in the morning.
I don't really remember. I'm sorry. I don't know who this is.
I host a show called Go God Go.
Oh, wait. I know you. You called the show before.
That's right. I'm Father Cliff.
Yeah, Father Cliff Papa Giorgio. That's right. You called the radio. Yeah, you host that show Go God Go on Thunder 1. That's right. Thunder 102. Yeah.
How are you, my son?
I'm doing great. How are you? Just kind of go ahead. Sorry.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm doing all right during this holiday season.
Yeah, so what's up? What can I do for you?
I just wanted to know if you had received my Evite.
No, I don't believe I have.
Oh, come on. I sent it to you like 2 weeks ago. It was for a little holiday party.
You sent me an email invite 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I sent it to your email.
No, I didn't get it. I mean, I could check again.
Yeah, check your little email address.
Okay. Did you send it to mascotwedding@gmail.com?
No, I sent it to your personal address.
Oh, okay. How did you get my personal address?
Oh, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
All right.
So go ahead and check your little mac.blake.
Okay, hold on. No. Don't give out my personal address, please.
Geocities.com.
No. Please, Father Cliff.
Yeah.
Do not give out. I don't know how you got it, but please do not give out my personal email address.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. Let me check it. Hold on.
Okay. I just didn't know Geocities still existed.
Yeah, I just checked. I don't see it.
Oh, you know what you might want to do?
And you said you put my email address on like an Evite?
Yeah, you know what? Check the spam filter. Do you have like a folder for spam?
Yeah.
Yeah, check that. I've had some people tell me it ends up there.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Oh, my God. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there it is. Sure enough. Yeah, and I think I know why it went to my spam folder.
Tell me, my son.
Okay, I will tell you because, you know, the subject heading of this Evite is, this is some of the most profane stuff I've ever read.
Yeah, I was afraid of that. The day I sent out that Evite was the same day I was getting my sins out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You preach this doctrine of sort of spiritual cleansing because I believe it's a one day a week.
That's right. One day a week you're allowed to commit every sin you possibly can. And then the other 6 days of the week, you atone for them.
That's right, in order to get it out of your system so you can sort of, you know...
Be a better person and be one with the Lord.
Yeah, even though this is... I got to be honest with you. You described it previously when you called in. It was a little creepy.
Yeah, well, the Lord works in mysterious and sometimes provocative ways.
Yeah, I'm not sure about... So this vulgarity in your subject heading, which is, I have to admit, just shocking. I mean, was that you getting your sins out that day?
No, I was actually just describing something I did earlier that day.
Well, you were just in the your subject is you describing something you did earlier the day.
That's right. It's only like.
I hope that is not true, because that is disgusting.
I can send you some pictures if you like.
Oh, please do not.
I got some JPEGs.
If you send me a JPEG, I will send it straight to the police because I don't even think a human can do some of those things.
I'll send you some clean photos.
All right, do not. There's no. It's impossible to get a clean photo if you did what that subject says.
What about right before the pie fight?
Oh, that is the worst part.
No, it's pretty good. It was tastefully done.
Yeah, no, it's impossible. It's impossible that it was tastefully done.
All right. Well, now that you got the Evite, anyway, go ahead and open up.
I don't know why to open it.
Why not?
Well, besides that, you're like the shadiest person I know, you know, and Lord knows what's in this Evite. I don't open it. I'm on co-op's computers here.
What are you afraid of? Why don't you take a chance in life?
What? Can you just, I really don't want to open it. Can you just tell me what it says?
Well, it's for my holiday party. It's going on tonight. It's I just thought I would get some friends together and that we could celebrate the holiday season.
Is this a party on behalf of your church?
No, it's just sort of a personal party. You see, it's been a very good year. So go, God, go. Mm-hmm. Me, Father Cliff. And I just wanted to celebrate the holidays and celebrate the book I had published this year.
Oh, you had a book published. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I sent you a copy. Did you not get it?
Perhaps it ended up in Co-op's spam mail bin, you know.
Yeah, there's always
that's a joke.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, I didn't. What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is God Likes to Watch, 52 Ways to Pleasure the Lord.
You don't mean please the Lord?
No, because the Lord derives pleasure from your acts of kindness and fondness.
Okay, well,
and pleasure.
You know, I guess there's some room there for that not to be horrible.
It's a lovely tale of it's a good handbook for living, for life, for everybody during this holiday season and any other day of the year.
Well, what kind of things do you suggest people do to, you know, please the Lord?
Well, just stuff to be a good person, just stuff to sort of, you know, get your sins out in a wholesome and thoughtful way so that you may be a better person.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound bad. Can you give me an example of something you'd recommend?
All right, yeah.
Maybe for the listeners?
Yeah, okay. We could talk about, like, chapter 44 in the book, which is all about praying to your Lord or whatever.
How many chapters are in the book?
There's 53.
Okay, so you have, I don't mean to, you know, to question you. I'm not a theologian, you know, by any stretch, but there's 53 chapters in the book, and chapter 44 is the one about how to pray?
That's right. It's about prayer.
Well, what are the other chapters about if at 40, you don't get to prayer until 44?
Well, the first 43 chapters are about doing exciting things so that you have something to pray about, because nobody likes giving a boring prayer. Nobody wants to, like, pray at night and go, hey, Lord, or whatever, you're cool, I'm going to bed now. Like, people want to have interesting stories. So the other 43 chapters are about, like, you know, stuff that you can do to ask the Lord for forgiveness later.
And I don't really, that doesn't really seem to make sense to me. What do you mean by that?
Okay, well,
like, give me an example of, like, a chapter, if you don't
chapter
mind.
Chapter 26?
Yeah.
It's all about spending time with the homeless.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, that's a noble thing, but that's not really something you'd have to.
Well,
you know,
it depends on how the night goes, because, like, you know, in my book, I talk about, you know, picking up a homeless person or whatever, taking them home, giving a good meal, taking a bath with them, hanging out.
Hold on a second. Okay, let me stop you right there. Wait, take a bath with them?
Yeah, you know, like, let them soak in the tub for a while, get all clean or whatever.
All right. I don't think I'd press this, but you with your reputation, you said take a bath with. What does that with mean?
Well, you know, it means, you know, get them clean, help them out, be a pal.
Okay, so you don't you don't get in the tub, you don't bathe, you
no,
don't get in
no.
the tub with them.
I don't get in the tub with them. No, of course not.
Oh, okay, because, you know, you made it sound like possible.
Yeah, no, they choose to get in with me.
So you do. You do end up in the tub. Who would choose that?
Oh, you'd be surprised. Mostly homeless people.
I guarantee you I would be surprised.
Well, yeah, but of course, by this time, they've also had a lot of wine, so the judgment's a little cloudy.
The homeless people, the person you take home to have a bath with, has had a lot of. Who's giving them that wine?
I am.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't sound too good. You know what I got to say, Father Cliff? You don't disappoint.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet.
No,
of
you
say.
Can. You know, you're creepy last time, and this time you're also. You're just like the shadiest person. I have to say this. I don't like anything that you're about.
You sound like a skeptic, and I think you're approaching this from a skeptical point of life view. I was wondering, maybe you should come down to a public reading of my new book, God Likes to Watch, 52 Ways of Pleasure the Lord.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Ah, come on, you should come.
I mean, besides the fact that, you know, how I feel about you, I mean, I'm right now going to a bookstore. Because when are you doing the reading?
It'll be before Christmas. It'll probably be early next week. Right, okay. Before the holiday season.
Exactly. I mean, that's not a good time to be cut out of a bookstore. I mean, any place that Borders, Barnes & Noble, Book People, maybe they'd all be packed.
Yeah, no, it ain't going to be no bookstore. It's the holiday season. It's crazy.
Oh. So where are you going to have it, like a church?
No.
Then where are you doing it?
I'm going to do it like a store for lovers.
A store for lovers.
Yeah.
And I don't really, what does that mean?
You know that one in Sunken Valley? It's called Flaming Eros.
Oh, Eros, E-R-O-S. Yeah, that's like an adult bookstore.
That's right. Well, it's a bookstore for adults and people who think with adult minds and who want to purchase novelties and whatnot or whatever.
Okay, and you're going to be doing well, that's just perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing. You should come. You should see all the people I've touched.
Yeah. I don't really think I want to do that.
Okay, well, will you at least you gonna come to the party?
What's the party?
The holiday party.
No, I will not be coming to that now.
Come on, it'll be perfect. We'll have some drinks. We'll look at some pretty ladies. It'll be the perfect time to get some holiday sins out.
Well, I don't have any holiday sins to get out.
Well, you know what? That sounds like the same thing Ray Ray Della Torre said.
All right, well, who is Ray Ray Della Torre? I don't know who that is.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I guess you don't watch New 17 in Sunken Valley?
Nope, not really.
He's the guy who broke into the Sunken Valley Zoo on Tuesday.
Okay.
No, he stole a rhino.
Huh.
Yeah, he stole a rhinoceros and rode it all the way to Flat Valley.
Okay, well then why...
Yeah, he got arrested for Grand Theft Rhino.
Okay, wait, that's not a crime.
It is when you had been sniffing glue.
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, he's one of my parishioners. This was his day.
Oh, all right.
It was his day to get his sins out, and so he sniffed some glue
mm-hmm.
and drank a bottle of absinthe that he had imported.
Okay.
And then he took half a bottle of baby aspirin.
Yeah.
And then he stole a rhino.
All right, now your whole doctrine of like...
And then, well, yeah. It wouldn't have been so bad because then they would have gotten him for rhino theft.
Uh-huh.
But then he gave the other half of the bottle, a baby aspirin, to the rhino.
And how's the rhino now?
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Well, they don't know if it was the baby aspirin that killed him or the glue.
What glue?
The glue that he gave the rhino.
He gave the rhino to sniff some glue as well?
That would make him go faster.
I didn't know that glue made rhinos go faster.
Well, they don't. They make them dead.
Oh, I guess. All right. Well, that's true. It's like a sad little experiment. Your whole problem with this doctrine, you see, I mean, you're advising people to do these things, and then rhinos get killed.
But you know what? No rhinos have been killed since. So there you go. He got his sins out.
Well, where's Ray Ray De La Torre now?
Oh, he's in jail.
Okay, we'll see. There you go.
But the rhinos are safe from him for another 6 days.
Oh, jeez. You don't see anything wrong with that?
No. I see a guy who's getting closer to the Lord or whatever.
Okay, well, you know what? I won't be getting closer to your holiday party because, you know, I'm not going to... I think I may just say it's time to, you know, goodbye.
No, Mac, you got to come. You're gonna miss the pink elephant exchange.
You mean the white elephant exchange?
What's that?
The White Elephant Exchange. It's where you, you know, everyone brings like little gifts, and then you sort of play a game to determine who gets what gift.
Yeah, no, that's what we do. It's the pink elephant, except, well, instead of gifts, we've got like a bowl mm-hmm. set up by the door for when people walk in to the party, and they put the keys in that bowl, and then at the end of the night, if you've been drinking too much, you take a set of keys out of the bowl. And then the person who the keys belong to has to drive you home because you've been drinking.
That sounds, yeah, I have heard of that before, but never, it was called a pink elephant. It's called a key party.
Well, there are keys involved and we are at a party, so I guess you would be accurate somewhat.
All right, now these people who leave their keys, is it possible that say like one couple, a member of one couple would go home with a member of the other couple?
It could happen. Anything happens during a pink elephant exchange, yeah.
All right, and so what happens when they drop that person off, their key partner or something?
They can do whatever. It's the holidays. They can hang out.
Uh-huh.
They can watch The Notebook.
All right.
you know, they could take a bath together. They could do whatever they want.
Okay, see, right there, that's sleazy.
It depends on how much wine they drink.
Okay, well, I guess it does, but still.
Or if there's a homeless person involved.
All right, see, I don't want to know any more about that.
Come on, you got to come. It'll be fun. You could be a pink elephant.
I don't want to be a pink elephant.
Come on, you'd be pretty.
All right, well, thank you, but no. Wait, no.
I'll tell you what.
You're a real sleaze. What are you going to say?
Are you at the co-op studio right now?
Yeah, I am. Why?
Okay, I'm gonna send a car. They're gonna pick you up. You're gonna come to this party.
I'm not coming to the party.
It'll be fun. Think of a list of sins that you want to do, and we'll do them.
Okay, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, I'm gonna bring a car and some wine.
No, don't.
All right. Yeah. No.
Well, okay. No. All right. I gotta let you go. You're creeping me out. Do not. Right, hey, Father Cliff.
Yeah.
Do not come to the co-op studios.
I'm gonna bring some gay apparel.
All right. Wait. What does that mean?
It's stuff for you to don.
What kind of apparel?
Gay apparel for the holidays.
All right, what does that mean? Give me an example.
It's like regular apparel.
Okay.
With like holes cut in it.
All right, why didn't I even ask for that?
Strategically.
Okay, all right, goodbye, Father Cliff. Golly, God, I don't, you know what? I do that to myself. Really, there are times when it's clear that I shouldn't be keep talking, but I do. Oh, God. And that guy hosts his own radio show. That's... And, you know, he's father, too, beyond creepy. We'll tell you what, let's take a break. I need to reset. Here's some Times New Viking. More mascot winning show right after this. And we're back. With more Mascot Wedding Show, my name is Mac Blake.
Hi, I'm David Hotta.
Thank you to the person who called in during the air break, who told me that I should really just hang up on... I really should.
You know? That you can't let that play out the way that did. I mean,
no, he was... The guy who called in, he was absolutely right. I don't know why.
He was a monster. He's a monster. And
he's a monster.
That's horrible.
Well... What did we just hear? It was very loud at first.
Sorry about that.
No, it was all right.
I forgot to tell you, Times New Viking just put out the loudest album of the year. But they also put out one of the best albums of the year. It was Rip It Off is the album, and the song was My Head. A lot of hot noise rock from Times New Viking. Very good, though.
People that have heard the show, I believe, 2 weeks ago or leading up to it, you were talking, David, about taking a bullet for something.
Yes, I was.
What was that thing you were talking about? Taking a bullet, meaning sacrificing your own personal happiness to try, taste, sample, endure, experience.
You are absolutely correct. And
on behalf of the listeners.
That thing was Chinese Democracy. It was the new Guns N' Roses album. And as you may remember from a couple weeks ago, I had the hardest time in America buying that thing. Not because it was difficult to find, not because it was super expensive. No, I just could not bring myself to do it. And... So you'll notice, Mac, that I was gone last week.
I did notice that.
Would you like to know what I was doing last week? Sucking it up, okay? Because this show is for you. It's for the community. I'm doing it for the listeners. So that's what I did. I sucked it up, took a cold shower, and a long look at myself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to Chinese Democracy. And folks, it's worse. It's worse than I thought it was going to be. We got 6 minutes left of the show, but we're going to listen... to selected cuts from Chinese Democracy. And we're going to talk about this because, oh my God. All right.
So this is it's good that you're doing this too, because people will be like, oh, you know, little Johnny, my son, who's 48 years old, he loves Guns N' Roses. Maybe I'll buy him Chinese Democracy. Listen in.
Yeah. Holidays around the corner. And Mac, while we're talking, I'm going to start the CD right now.
All right.
Wait, not that one. That one. I'm going to start the CD right now because it takes a while. In fact, you know what? I'm going to fast forward through this.
What track is this?
This is the track one, title cut, Chinese Democracy.
Okay.
I've started it. You can hear some stuff in the background.
I'm anticipating. I don't know.
That's fast. Yeah. Okay.
I think I hear some Chinese being spoken.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Now I'm going to fast forward. Let's go 58 seconds or 48 seconds into the song. And you can still hear, sir. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some rocking.
Wait, no, it stopped. Yo, here we go. Yeah, wait, no. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's actually going. And it's about this time that you realize, like, wait a second, what am I getting excited for? And then you hear Axel, right? And there he is. And he's going off like Axel does. But then you realize, hey, I'm getting excited about a Guns N' Roses album. And it sounds like a Guns N' Roses album, but who cares?
This is strange. This, you know what this is? You know what this actually sounds like to me?
What's that?
This sounds like this sounds like Velvet Revolver to me. I have to be honest with you.
Well, let's play another game called Who Does This Sound Like?
Okay.
Let's go to track two. Track two is called Shackler's Revenge. Who does this sound like to you? Why is it so quiet?
It sounds kind of like Rob Zombie.
See, I have in my notes Power Man 5000.
Oh,
sounds exactly worse. Like Worlds Collide or something.
That's even worse.
And it's like this with the whole song. I'm playing you like the first few seconds of every song.
Okay.
Because you pretty much get the gist of it. So, let's go.
And wait, what's the song again called?
It's Shackler's Revenge.
Shackler's Revenge.
I skipped track three because let me ask you this. Yeah.
Are you able to determine? Can you turn out a little bit?
Sure.
Are you able to determine who Shackler is based on the lyrics of the song?
No. His lyrics. Oh, my God. Like, you think he went up into, like, a cabin for 17 years and just wrote a manifesto.
Uh-huh.
Because it really is, like, I mean, all of his songs are trying to, like, bring a message. Like, I mean, he's got a song called IRS. And it's like, we're in trouble. The world is. Mm-hmm. And, like, Chinese Democracy, of course, speaks about how there are injustices in the world. I'm going to skip ahead.
Okay.
Skip to track four.
Track four of Chinese Democracy is what?
Listen to this. No, this is beautiful.
Okay.
It's a Street of Dreams. Let's turn that one up. Yeah, it's going to go great at the concert, by the way. Listen to him sing. Hang on.
I'm listening.
Come on.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Yeah. Building something.
All right. Wait, this is Axl Rose?
This is Axl Rose. Do you know who he sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, he sounds a little like Elvis Costello. Who does he sound like to you?
No.
Oh, not anymore.
But he's going to go back.
Okay.
Because after he does this caterwauling. He's going to go back. And it
hurts too much to see. Wait, that doesn't sound like. Who does it sound like?
Who does he sound like? Okay, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna try to start it again. You know when Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the Dracula musical?
Oh my god!
That's what it sounds like.
Sounds like Jason Segel's
it's Dracula musical.
Like a gothic Neil Diamond, as I was described by Russell Brand's character.
All right, I'm gonna fast forward. Yeah, right. I wanna listen to it one more time. On the whole, in case you were wondering, this album's terrible. Let's see. Track three, I have. Yeah. Track three, I have is listed as terrible, gets worse.
I'd like to apologize to Elvis Costello for even saying that.
Yeah.
That was even a bad impression.
I just want to hear the. I got one more song, but I want to hear him do Dracula one more time. And it hurts too much to see. He even does like the. It's too much to see. Oh,
yeah.
I love it. One more song, yeah. And then we'll make room for the clear spot. We're going to play good music. You know what Guns N' Roses was missing, Mac?
What, David?
Grooves. Put it on a knife. Mm. Spread it on a biscuit.
I didn't know Daniel Lanois was their producer.
Who's going to go to the concert with the off chance of this being played?
Wow.
Oh, baby. That's nice.
That was that Rob Thomas produced track, I guess.
It's awful. Yeah, this whole album is full of stuff that sounds like. I actually have one track, track 10, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I have listed as second rate sponge.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awful. So
the sponge itself, that's like third rate.
It's third rate music.
Yeah.
But yeah, folks, I took that bullet for you. You're welcome.
So in case you're curious, it's horrible.
And let's never speak of it again. But let us never speak for the rest of this Saturday night because we're making way for the Clear Spot.
Thank you for letting us go a little bit into your show. Ladies and gentlemen, Clear Spot up next. Mascot Wedding Show. For more information and podcast the show, go to mascotwedding.com if you want to.
Send us an email if you like, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We will see you next week. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.